We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with my good friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Just great. Lazy as can be, but great.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, today you said we're going to talk about something that kind of parallels what we do, but just a little bit different. We're going to talk about some of the folks who cook on television.
Right, some of those rich, rich people, Mike. I mean, I know we should be on here, but since I'm home all the time, I watch a lot of the cooking shows, and I get some wonderful recipes off of there. I have gobs of them saved, but I am amused at some of them, and I'll have to say that.
Okay, well, who are we going to talk about first?
Well, the first is one that's extremely popular, and I really like her, too. The Pioneer Cook.
Mm-hmm.
That lady whose husband, they say he was a Marlboro man. He's a strikingly handsome man, and they obviously have about 10,000 acres in Oklahoma. She has a lodge she cooks in, and she has a house. And the only thing that bothers me about her, I really like to see her, but she just grins all the time. And you don't know, hardly anybody grins all the time. But she has some really good little recipes. One thing I like about hers rather than some of them, she doesn't use so many ingredients. When I go to look at a recipe and I got a page and a half of ingredients and two more pages of instructions, that's one I cut out of the cookbook and throw away.
That's a little bit complicated.
It really is. And you know, we don't have the facilities. We have a lot better facilities than we had for years to obtain all these different ingredients. You vibe something and then maybe you don't ever use it again. That's the only recipe that ever calls for it. And there you are, you bought that and it's sitting in your cabinet with only one usage of it. And I don't like to do that, but I got one here that's hers. It's really good. It's fresh corn tomato salad.
Okay.
And I am really, this summer I have enjoyed the farmer's market so much. My dear friend Thurman goes by every Saturday before she comes up here and I say, just get me what looks good. And, you know, she's a pretty good judge of what's good. If you haven't been to the farmer's market, you need to try to go because it's if you don't have a garden. I've raised a garden for years. My husbands were gardeners, and I canned and froze and cooked stuff out of the garden every day. And then in the later years, I have not done it, but it's just so great to bring in, you know, 6-8 sacks of all kind of different stuff. It's certainly an asset to those of us who are not raising gardeners if you like fresh stuff. But anyway, we'll go to the fresh corn tomato salad.
Okay.
There's nothing better than good fresh corn and fresh tomatoes. It's 3 tablespoons of white wine vinegar, or just white vinegar, kosher salt, some ground black pepper, 1/4 of a cup virgin olive oil, 6 ears of fresh corn, 2 cups red or orange grape tomatoes, halved, 8 ounces fresh mozzarella cut into small cubes, a bunch of green onions thinly sliced, and 1/2 a cup of fresh basil leaves if you have them. And I have plenty of those this year. You whisk together the vinegar, 2 teaspoons of salt, and some pepper in a small bowl, and gradually whisk in the oil, starting with a few drops and then adding the rest in a steady stream. You know, make it smooth, it kind of emulsifies, whatever. It mixes up together. And then you shear off the corn kernels with a sharp knife over a bowl. That's what the recipe says. I mean, you know, if you want to shave them off on the floor and sweep them up, I guess that's all right. But I think most of us put them in a bowl or a pan. And I did see that in a cooking show. They said to cut corn, to lay out a clean dish towel and cut your corn on that. And then it didn't bounce around and fall off on the floor or on the counter.
Okay.
That was a good tip that I derived from one of my cooking shows. Anyway, you toss that with the tomatoes, the mozzarella, and the green onions, and just pour that vinaigrette dressing over it and toss it to coat. And let it stand a while, up to 15 minutes, or you could keep it as long as 2 hours. Just tear the basil up over the salad and stir it up. And that's a really, really good fresh, you know, that fresh corn and fresh tomatoes is really, really good together.
It sounds good.
And that's one that the Pioneer lady did that I really like. And, you know, it looks so easy when she did. That's another thing about the cooking shows I get amused at. They say, I'm going to taste it for seasoning. And they taste it and they say, just right. Well, you know, most times when we cook, if we taste it for seasoning, a lot of times it needs a little salt or a little pepper or needs a little something. Or if they take the temperature of a steak or something they're cooking, chicken, they'll say, now this needs to be 160. And they whisk out their handy little meat thermometer and stick it up there. Well, it's always right at 160. When I stick the meat thermometer in there and I think maybe it's about right, instead of being 160, it might be 85.
Yeah.
But there's always seem to be just right. But anyway, that's the way it is. Are you ready for another one?
Who else have we got today?
I got Giada. Have you ever seen, you don't watch cooking shows because you're working and you're busy and you don't, but Giada's an Italian girl and she doesn't really particularly look at Italian. But I think sort of, you know, minds never trust a skinny cook. Giada's arms look like pencils. I did read in some of the gossipy things that they said she takes those bites on the show and she spits them out. I'm just really being envious. Not that I want arms like pencils, but I'd like to have them a little smaller. Her recipe is penne with shrimp and herbed cream sauce.
Okay.
And you know, I have about creamy sauces. Well, I can't imagine Giada eating a cream sauce. Anyway, this is a pretty easy one. So I picked these easier ones, as you all know how I am. A pound of penne pasta, or you could use whatever pasta you want to use. 1/4 cup of olive oil. 1 pound of medium shrimp, peeled and deveined. 4 cloves of garlic minced. 1/2 teaspoon salt, plus extra if you need it. 1/2 teaspoon pepper. A 15-ounce can of whole tomatoes. And if you wanted to in this, you could use, you know, your ripe Kentucky tomatoes. It says there you take the whole tomatoes, a can, and drain them and chop them. It's even better if you use fresh tomatoes, if you've got fresh ones. 1/2 cup basil leaves. 1/2 cup fresh flat-leaf parsley. And I don't have parsley this year, so the recipes that call for parsley, they're not getting it. I have had it in my pots, but I don't have any this year. 1 cup of white wine, 1/3 cup clam juice, which you can buy in a bottle at the grocery, 3/4 cup whipping cream, and 1/2 cup grated Parmesan. And you know, when you listen to those directions, Mike, they're not going to be bad. Any way you do them, do you think?
No, I think it's going to turn out pretty well.
It's very tasty. You bring a pot of salty water to a boil and add your pasta and cook until tender, but still firm to the bite, stirring occasionally about 6 to 10 minutes. Drain the pasta and set aside. In a large skillet, heat the oil over medium-high heat. Add the shrimp, garlic, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. And cook that together, stirring frequently until the shrimp turns pink. And it's cooked through just about 3 minutes. As you know, the only thing bad you can do to shrimp is overcook them and then they're tough. And once they turn pink, they're ready. And using a slotted spoon, remove the shrimp and set aside. And then where you cook them in that olive oil with the garlic and the seasoning, you add the tomatoes, 1/4 cup of basil, 1/4 cup parsley. And if you want to put a few red pepper flakes in there, if you like a little heat, cook that for 2 minutes, stirring constantly. Add the wine, the clam juice, and heavy cream. Bring the mixture to a boil. Reduce the heat to medium-low and simmer for 6 or 8 minutes until it thickens. You want to cook it down. It's a little thicker. And add 1/4 cup of the Parmesan, the cooked shrimp, the cooked pasta, and the remaining herbs and toss that all together until they're coated. Season to taste with salt and pepper and transfer to a large serving bowl. And you can sprinkle a little more Parmesan on top and serve it immediately.
Well, it sounds good.
Skinny she is. I can't believe she eats that cream stuff. But some people have that kind of metabolism. I just wasn't blessed with it.
There are people who can get away with that. I just happen not to be one of them.
I know. It immediately finds its way. My body is so efficient at processing. It loves to take really good food and turn it into fat.
Well, who else have we got today, Miss Sammy?
I like this other one. This is Trisha Yearwood. You know, the singer? You know, she's married to Garth Brooks. She looks like she eats a little. She's pleasantly plump and very, very pretty. And I like her cooking, too. She really does a lot of simple recipes. And while this one's not as simple as some, this is her chicken enchiladas.
Okay.
And that sounds good.
It does.
2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 teaspoons of taco seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon oregano, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1 tablespoon of butter, 1/2 medium onion chopped, 1/2 4-ounce can of chopped green chilies with the liquid, 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, 0.5-ounce package of ranch seasoning such as Hidden Valley Ranch dressing and seasoning mix, 8 8-inch flour tortillas, 3 cups of shredded Monterey Jack, and 1.5 cups of picante sauce, you know, which you buy in a can or a jar. You preheat the oven to 350 and spray a 9x13 baking dish with cooking spray and set it aside. And place the chicken breasts on a jelly roll pan and drizzle each breast on both sides with 1 tablespoon of olive oil. In a small bowl, mix together the taco seasoning, cumin, oregano, and black pepper and sprinkle it evenly over both sides of the chicken breast. And you roast them for 15 to 20 minutes on each side or until they're golden brown and cooked through. And remove the pan from the oven and allow it to cool for 15 minutes and shred the chicken and set aside. And meanwhile, in a medium skillet over medium heat, melt the butter about 2 minutes. Add the onions and saute until soft. Add the green chilies and saute for 1 minute and stir in the cream cheese, the ranch seasoning, and the shredded chicken. And you cook that over medium heat. Stir it constantly until the cream cheese melts, which doesn't take very long, 3 to 5 minutes. And lay the tortillas flat on a clean, dry surface and spoon 2 or 3 tablespoons of the chicken mixture down the center of each. Roll up the tortillas and place them seam side down in a prepared baking dish. Sprinkle with the Monterey Jack and pour the picante sauce over the rolled tortillas and cheeses and bake until browned and bubbly, about 45 minutes. And that sounds like a lot of instructions, but when you really think about doing it in your mind and watching her do it, it really went pretty quick. They're very, very tasty.
It sounds very good.
And you know, a big pan like that, you'd have company, or that would serve quite a few people. I guess it depends on who you're serving. But it's really good, and watching her do it, it didn't seem that it was that much trouble.
Okay, well, Miss Sammy, we've heard from three of the TV chefs. I guess that probably brings us to the end of our show for today, doesn't it?
It does. I'm going to do another one because I say that being I'm home now, you know, I watch all these cooking shows and I really enjoy them. As I say, I kind of made fun of them there and I shouldn't do that because, I mean, they're certainly successful women, that's for sure. But I might have a man one on the next one, so I'll try to do better about that.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.